Russia's so-called anti-terrorism law has ministries watching for backlash. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we connected with a Christian Jewish outreach in Russia. They've got some thoughts on what they're seeing and what they're not seeing. We'll also tell you about new audio conversion software with some exciting implications for Bible translation. MNN's on the road this week at the Missio Nexus Leadership Conference, bringing you today's news as seen from the mission field. First, we've seen some different manifestations of the anti-terrorism law in Russia affect ministries. Susan Perlman of Jews for Jesus spoke to us at the Missio Nexus Leadership Conference in Louisville, Kentucky, about how that law has affected their ministry branch in Russia. So far, she says, it hasn't.
You have a lot of people praying, of course, for this time that it would be a fruitful outreach and also that this law would not impede us from doing what the Lord wants us to do.
During a recent campaign, they've seen a lot of exciting things take place.
We've had the opportunity to hand out over 157,000 gospel tracts with no intervention by the police or by the authorities. We've seen 10 Jewish people and 27 Gentile Russians accept the Lord.
So you might be wondering why they're being passed over. Perlman thinks perhaps it's because they're so mobile. They don't force conversation on people who don't want to talk to them. And there's also this. Judaism is an accepted religion in Russia. Perhaps because of their name, God has given Jews for Jesus unique opportunities to share the gospel a bit more freely in Russia. So ask God to continue to bless their ministry. Next, India's home to 2,245 different people groups. Several of those people groups have their own language and their own particular set of needs. So when it comes to ministry in India, Greg Kelly with World Mission says they have to be intentional with each community they reach. Most recently, they've been working with the nomadic Banjara people.
We need to be very strategic when we're working in a place like India and saying which one of the nations need to hear about Jesus. And the Banjara are really representative of one of these such nations, over 4 million people, and over 90% of them have never heard the gospel for the first time.
The Banjara people deal with spiritual and physical poverty. So World Mission brings food, clothing, and medicine to build relationships. They also introduce their audio Bible called The Treasure and start conversations about Christ. And already, a Banjara church has been planted. So it's a good start, but Kelly's asking if you would pray for the Banjara today.
People need to pray for the Banjara and that the gospel would take root and that they would become a nation that is a vibrant, missionary-sending community.
And it's hard enough to translate the Bible into hundreds of thousands of different dialects. So what about the languages that have no written language? I mean, how do we reach someone with the gospel when they can't even write it down? Bruce Smith says Wycliffe Associates may have the answer.
The traditional approach would be to have someone go in, learn the language, convert it to a written form, and create a written translation from that. What we're talking about today is actually a tool that enables you to go from an audio source to an oral audio translation with no intermediate written steps.
A speaker will read from the Bible in a major local language, and the software automatically converts it to audio form.
Things have become possible that weren't really possible in the past. And so all of those approaches to translation have been incredibly valuable. And this is just the latest approach that is helping languages that were still beyond the reach of the traditional methods to get scripture sooner instead of later.
Wycliffe Associates is using programs like the Bible Translation Recording Kit to dramatically speed up gospel advancement. If you want to get details on how you can play a part, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunka Padidi. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.